This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The heavy rain we got overnight, that left thousands dealing with floodwaters just about everywhere. In Jersey, they got hard hit. In fact, a state of emergency was declared by Governor Phil Murphy due to the flash flooding. This morning, he's touring some hard-hit spots in Union County. Our Marla Diamond joining us live from there.
And Kevin, we're in Berkeley Heights, where they got 6 inches of rain in 2.5 hours. It was the same story for other parts of this Union County and Middlesex County, also Somerset counties hit badly. In Plainfield in Middlesex County, two people died when their car was swept away from a park by the floodwaters. The governor touring here, a muddy mess this morning, said that they had declared a state of emergency and were waiting to see if they could get any federal funding.
The White House has been in touch this morning, which is a good sign, and we will be assessing, led by Dan Kelly, who's been on the clock since Superstorm Sandy. Well before my time, we'll be working with counties and communities to assess level of damage. We're always trying to figure out whether or not we meet certain federal thresholds. It's far too early to tell.
And far too early to tell if there'll be SBA loans available to the businesses that were flooded out by these flash flooding warnings. Flash flooding warnings did go out on cell phones last night in this town for people to shelter in place. So there was a warning, but it just the rain came so fast in such a short period of time that It had nowhere to go. And many, many houses were flooded, as well as businesses. We're going to assess more of the damage. The governor is looking at other parts of the state during the day. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey.
Here in the city, some subway service was suspended for a bit because of the flooding. There were videos posted on social showing water cascading down into the subway stations here in Manhattan. In one photo, a commuter standing on the seats to avoid the water that got into the train. We heard from MTA Chair Janel Lieber here on 1010 Winds this morning. Says some of those things that you saw online or may have experienced yourself, they're trying to make sure it doesn't happen in the future.
We're going to be spending about $700 million in our capital program to do things like raising the steps so water doesn't come down the stairways, increasing the capacity of our own pump rooms so we can deal with some localized conditions. And we got to work with the city, make sure that, you know, that the curbs don't get flattened out so much that water just pours into the stairways of the subway.
The flooding overnight turned deadly in New Jersey. Two women died after floodwater swept the car they were in into Cedarbrook in the town of Plainfield. The mayor there says they were residents of the town. In Plainfield, back on July 3rd, two other people died from severe storms there. A car was hit by a fallen tree on Myrtle Avenue. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, he declared a state of emergency because of the flash flood, and he's out touring areas today.
We're not aware of any loss of life elsewhere, although we're still in constant communication with a whole range of towns and counties, not all in Union County, but a lot of them in Union County. I'd say Somerset County is the other county where we've had a significant amount of back and forth in terms of assessment of damage and injuries.
We'll, of course, bring you any developments out of the Garden State. Here in the city, we saw the flooding have a huge impact on the subway system.
The scene here at the 23rd Street 1 train station was one big shower, water surging from all directions. One strap hanger joked that he was going to need his diaper as others tucked their feet in on the subway seats. Water streamed through the train. The commute home, a nightmare underground and behind the wheel. That's what it sounds like as a car navigates deep waters on the FDR Drive. Water up to the tires of cars and just below the highway divider. Parts of New Jersey were inundated, and a house went up in flames in Plainfield. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
The town of Islip is considering doing something today, whether it should get in on the legal pot industry. 4 years ago, the town opted out of the New York Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act, which essentially banned any recreational cannabis businesses in the area. This afternoon, the town board will vote on whether to reverse course. It is a contentious topic. The town hall earlier this year, some argued the town is missing out on tax revenues that the pot business could generate for them. Others raised concerns about youth health and community safety. A ribbon cutting today in Central Park on the new and improved Delacorte Theater.
Free Shakespeare in the Park is back.
We rebuilt the Delacorte, not just as it was, but as it must be for the future. More beautiful, more accessible, and more pleasant.
Theater board member Ariel Tepper says this is for the next generation. The new facade is made of wood from decommissioned city water towers. This has been a cherished place for 63 years as a home to up-and-coming stars planting their roots in the theater world. The first production back is The Twelfth Night, beginning August 7th. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
There's been a huge crackdown on subway surfing in the city. In the Bronx, the NYPD arresting four boys last week caught riding on top of moving train cars. Since 2023, police have now made 200 arrests tied to subway surfing in the Bronx alone. AM New York says cops with the NYPD's transit drone team spotted those young boys on a moving northbound 6 express train as it passed under the Westchester Avenue Bridge. The drone team then alerted transit cops nearby who made the arrests at the very next stop. The suspects, 12, 15, and 16 years old, all charged with reckless endangerment. Down in D.C., college presidents are being brought in for questioning again. The House Committee on Education and Workforce will be hearing from the heads of CUNY, Georgetown, and UC Berkeley. The hearing is called Anti-Semitism in Higher Education, examining the role of faculty funding and ideology. Michigan Republican Tim Walberg is the chair of the committee.
We'll examine faculty and student groups, faculty unions. We'll look at Middle East Studies centers. We'll examine foreign funding, the diversity, equity, and inclusion policies universities use.
Panel says it's building on its promise to protect Jewish students and faculty. The Trump administration has demanded changes at universities across the country that go beyond tackling anti-Semitism, and in doing so, has threatened funding, accreditation, even tried to block some schools from being able to enroll foreign students if they don't meet their demands. There is a court hearing today for a man who worked at a Long Island sleep center accused of recording people without their knowledge. We get the latest on this case live with our Sophia Hall.
And 48-year-old Sanjaz C.M. Prasad pleaded guilty here at the Mineola courthouse. He ran out of the courthouse, a jacket over his head, a hat on, and a mask, not saying a word. The Nassau County DA says there could be 13,000 victims, including children. He pleaded guilty to putting cameras in smoke detectors in a sleep center and a rehab center, and then he would move those around. He is being promised by the judge 5 years probation. However, if he violates violates that probation, he could get up to 3 years in prison. I'm live here in Mineola, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In the wake of last night's severe weather, a lot of folks are talking about climate change. One person who is not is President Trump. In fact, his administration took another step to make it harder for the public to find scientific information about how climate change is endangering the country. NASA announced yesterday it will no longer publish the peer-reviewed national climate assessments that the government has been legally mandated to publish since 1990. Climate experts are condemning the move. One scientist who's worked on several past climate reports says the documents are written for the American people paid for by the taxpayers, and that they contain vital information we need to keep ourselves safe. The police union, several other NYPD organizations are planning to speak out this afternoon against what they say are the unjust firings of dozens of officers. Last week, an internal investigation found 31 rookie officers were able to join the force despite lying on their applications. In other words, they were allegedly hired illegally by the NYPD. The department moved to fire them, but a judge delayed their firings after a legal challenge from the Police Benevolent Association. There is a court hearing today on that matter, and we're expecting a press conference before the hearing from the PBA president, the NYPD Guardians Association, and the NYPD Hispanic Society. We'll bring you updates on that hearing as it happens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.